Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Approve the payment of bills for October 27th and November 8th.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Public comment. Mr. Peter.
Even though I've brought this up before, this meeting, I don't see any report from the building inspector.
Nope. There is no building inspector report. He didn't file one this morning.
As I mentioned before, the comprehensive plan of Philmont calls for a building inspector report. And I sent you, I believe, a list of the basic data required if you're going to actually plan a budget based on data.
Right.
And if the building inspector is unable to provide the data, then do you make it up? Or do you just ignore it and sort of guess? We don't know how many units have been inspected, how many have really failed a second inspection. We don't know anything.
Well, in talking to him, I do know that he does the regular tenancy inspections. My goal for this whole thing is, as of January 1st, they're all supposed to be registered. So what I'm going to do is have him inspect the ones that he's never been in before, because there are several. That's where he's going to start. And then we're going to go backwards from there.
And what type of data is he going to present?
Well, I can give him this list. I have the list. I can give him the list of what he finds. And that's where we're going to start. But, you know, as far as him writing down every minute of every day of what he's been doing, he's only got office hours for 6 hours a week.
Right, but what I'm concerned with, and based on my 15-plus years experience dealing with landlords, is the taxpayer should not pick up the cost of a city employee to inspect units that will fail the first time, fail the second time. We need to know how much time is being spent in this, because your fee must represent the actual cost. And I don't think we taxpayers should subsidize these landlords.
The taxpayers are not going to subsidize the landlords.
Is that going to be in the minutes?
What's that?
No, that statement. Because I'd really like us to stand by that statement.
Yeah.
We should not be subsidizing these landlords. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the list that was distributed about vacant houses, vacant building list. I assume this is incomplete, because I know of a number on Highland and elsewhere.
The Highland Avenue, I haven't added to it yet.
So this is just preliminary.
This is the one that he started with. I've already talked to him about the two on Highland. And I don't know about any other ones. The two on Highland are the ones that stuck out to me.
They're very visible.
Yeah,
I think there's one on Eagle as well.
He's got that one. The one on Eagles, he should have on there. Myers' is old house. I thought I saw that on, because that's the one I've been complaining about.
Yeah, lower down there. I think there's one further up.
No.
The one that had the fire.
That's Myers' old house, but there's no other vacant buildings on Eagle Street. I live on Eagle Street. Both of that's houses.
Maybe it's Columbia. It divides up. I can go back and take a look at it. I've walked by it a number of times. The other thing I'm wondering about is, as I recall from the bonds that have been issued, we've been paying a bond for a fire truck. Now, I haven't seen the payments on bonds last couple of years, so now you're buying a new fire truck. So what I'm wondering is, what happened to the old fire truck? And what happened to the bond? And are you rolling those bonds, that bond over, or?
No, we're gonna keep it the same as it is. So there's gonna be two bonds for two individual fire trucks. We have a bond out on the fire truck that's down there, and we're getting a bond on the new fire truck that we're getting.
So what's wrong with the fire truck that you've got? What does it, is this a question of technology?
No.
We have three trucks.
We have three trucks.
One, the oldest one is going.
And that one's not on the bond?
No, that one's paid for.
That's paid off.
So you're getting a new fire truck?
Yes.
And does that do the same thing as this fire truck number two?
The fire truck that we're getting is actually gonna replace two pieces of equipment that are down there.
Two pieces, one of which?
Is the old fire truck. No. The big red fire truck is still, we're still paying for that. That's, how many years old is that? It's only a couple of years old. 5 years old. We're getting a new one that's gonna replace a 22-year-old truck plus another piece of equipment down there.
Possibly. I don't think that's been determined.
So I assume that the figures have been done so people know what this is adding in terms of taxation.
It's not gonna add to your taxes.
A free truck?
No, it's not free. We have to pay for it, but it's not. We're not gonna have to raise the taxes in order to do it. We're gonna move things around. We had the accountant here. We had a meeting with the accountant, the village board, and the fire company. And the accountant had figured out a way to buy this truck without having to raise taxes.
Which means that existing money allocated to purpose X and Y will be subtracted or eliminated and put on here.
Yeah, but there's also money in a fire truck reserve account that we're going to use, and there's...
I read about the movement.
Yeah.
We took $10,000 out of a $40,000 payment and made it down to 30 for the LoSAP program. So that's going to fund $10,000 of the $20,000 payment a year.
Plus the fact that the fire company is putting some money in out of their personal account. Yeah. And they've worked it out. We've worked it out so we don't have to raise the taxes to buy this truck.
And this truck costs $305,000. It's a demo truck. It doesn't have any use on, or miles on it, or engine hours on it. But if we bought that truck new, it would be over $600,000. So we had to replace the 19 truck within a year or two anyway. This fell in our lap. So we actually saved $300,000 by buying the truck now than if we waited 5 years.
It was a great deal on
the
truck.
We did our homework on, you know, I don't.
And that truck that we're getting rid of was going to cost us money to get it fixed. And the numbers just didn't work out.
Is there a similar truck in Mercer, in Mellonville Fire Department?
I don't think so. No, the truck we're getting is our pumper truck, right?
Right.
No, so there isn't one that's close at hand.
We need the pumper truck.
Okay, good. So I hope we can, by next meeting, have a report about rental properties and how that's progressing.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like very many properties have registered.
No, it doesn't, and I'm not really happy with that. That's why I don't know if we're sending out letters, but we've got it on the website, and it's been noticed in a couple different places that they have to be registered by January 1st, or they get to see Carla.
I read that statement. However, it states there may be a fine, and that may give some people an option to opt out.
So, Rob, will you explain what happens with that? We have to send them to see Carla. We have to violate them and send them to see Carla, correct?
Right.
So what will happen?
It's not automatic. You have to bring a prosecution.
Right. So what happens with that is after January 1st, we figure out who's not registered, and we violate them, send them to see Miss Carla. Uh-huh. And then she'll decide. She decides to fine. We can't decide to fine, is the way that I take it.
So it could be a daily fine or a monthly fine.
Yeah. whatever she decides.
Okay, great. I have great confidence in her.
Me too.
Thank you.
Yep. Barbara, you got anything?
No.
Okay. On to the next. Reports from directors. Rob?
Basically, ongoing projects the board's aware about. You discussed the fire truck. The bonding was completed with bond council. The planning board project, Summit Heights, which is entitled The Woods, is coming to their first meeting next week. That we'll all be in attendance at, the planning board and myself. And work with Trish and Chrissy on water turnoffs now that the moratorium has expired. That's it.
So
do we have a date on that planning board meeting?
November 16th at 7 p.m.
Next Tuesday.
The question was brought to me before the meeting. The village board would like to attend. Are we going to get in any trouble for all being in the same room at the same time?
No, because you'll be there in your capacity as citizens observing what's going on. You shouldn't exude any influences. Hey, I'm a village board member and I want you to do X, Y, or Z. The decisions on this project are pursuant to code by the planning board. So
I encourage all the board to go there because I think it's important that everybody knows what's going on. So if we're stopped on the street, we can explain what's going on. Okay. Trish?
Okay. Water and sewer bills were mailed out on October 1st and are due by the 31st without penalty. Our office has begun the process of water turnoffs. Default payment plan letters went out in the mail today and are available to anyone who demonstrated a change in financial circumstances during the pandemic emergency. The office will be closed on November 11th and also on the 25th and 26th. In observance of the holidays. There'll be no workshop on the 24th, so the abstract will be together on the 22nd if at least three trustees can stop in to review and sign.
Thank you. Library, has anybody got a library report?
Yeah, it's in there.
Jason, you gonna read that?
Yeah, sure. Let me get out of here, sorry guys. Saw it in here. Oh, here it is. All right, library report. Let's see what's in here. They had an FDR program. They had 35 registered and 20 people attended. That's really great. Monday, November 10th. The next series is Monday, November 10th. Dinovember is coming up. You'll maybe see dinosaurs doing fun things at the library. There's some after-school workshops coming up for students in third grade and up. They're learning about how to relax and take a break. More adult stuff with the New York Historical Society and Columbia Libraries Association. There's a virtual program on the 17th. This is all also on the website and the calendar. I don't know much about this grants, town and state funding from the town of Claverack. The stats for the month, October in person's 81, visits the library is 642. They implemented the new Recite Me, which is a county-wide program that helps people with any type of, I don't know, anything really, if you have sight issues or hearing issues, to better access the library website. Let's see, more about the Recite Me, and that's about it. There obviously were some other things that happened at the library, but it's not in the report, so I'm not going to get into it here.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Community center.
Okay. Community center report for October, submitted by Julia Veronese, director. Under facilities, she says the center's been checked regularly for security purposes. Programs. She mentions that myself and Julie, we met with Loki Anthony regarding the startup of a hip-hop group for men at the center. She approved the use of the center. The program focuses on the three C's, content, character, and creativity. The Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, Greener Pathways, AmeriCorps, and Loki Anthony, leading hip-hop, are all meeting at the community center. This Wednesday, November 7th, the after-school enrichment program taught by Abby Langdon of Cornell Cooperative Extension and assisted by Monty Jennings and Deb Grau will begin. Hours are 3:30 to 5:30 for 8 to 12-year-olds. Flyers have been posted. Please help spread the word. The New York State Safe Boating Class was held on October 23rd at the center. It was taught by Julie and myself. We're both certified safe boating instructors. All students successfully completed the course, which will be and will be receiving New York State certificates for operation of motorized vessels soon. And there's a photo attached. Starting this month, the third Mondays in the evenings, the center is going to be open to hold an adult games night, open to the public free of charge. Bingo, cards, and board games will be available. Refreshments will be served. Monty Jennings and Deb Grau are facilitating that event. I have noticed she sends me a calendar of all the events. The community center is busy 6 days a week now. So she's really been working. She wants to send a big thank you to George Brim for his help with the grounds at the community center. This summer he created a beautiful outdoor planting for the front. He weeded all the planters in the back of the center after the season was over, and he's planning to fix up the grounds under the window at the front entrance. A letter of thanks was mailed. Sam, give him a personal thank you. A donation for the use of the center was received from the Hudson River Historic Boat Restoration and Sailing Society, and a thank you note was sent.
Thank you. See, we don't have the officer in, right? So
I have the report. You've got the report too, okay.
You want to read it? You can read it if you want.
I can. The police department activity for October. They had 15 calls for service with no arrests, no assist, 68 property checks, 11 UTTs, 8 VNT warnings, and no parking tickets.
Sally?
So the report for the Boa Co-Chair meeting for October was attended the Boa Co-Chair standing meeting held with Mayor Johnson and Trustee Ostrander. Barbara Segal, Chair of the LWRP Project Advisory Committee, attended. The materials for the LWRP Watershed Management Plan for the project initiation meeting as task one of the work plan were reviewed. Confirmation has been received from all participating towns, Clabrack, Ghent, Hillsdale, and Austerlitz, and they will be attending the project initiation meeting, was discussed in the co-chair meeting. And then there's a whole section here that I wrote that you have about the website, which was a little bit disconcerting, and then suddenly it all reappeared. So that the entire community development pages came down off the website, and it was like not a good time because all the towns were beginning to, you know, log in and have a look and find the LWRP and the work plans, and it was all down. And then suddenly it went all back up again, and the community development, which had got moved to Village Life, which was a very bizarre place for it to be under, suddenly got moved back to committees where it should be. It's been moving all over the place in the last month. So, pleased to see that that happened. It's all great that it's back up there. And in front of you, Jason, mm-hmm. I hope you got that print out. Yeah. So now what really has to happen... So you've got the we've got the community development page, and it's now in its right place under committees, because it is a committee. It's not government, which is where it was. And you got it back under committees. But now, that's the committee that should be at the very top of the page. So that's a basic printout of the page, and I put in the boxes. So when somebody like a town... And they're going to be doing this, you know, they're coming on board, they're going to be participating with the village, and we're going to be working in that watershed, and they're going to, you know, want to go to that website, and they need to see that there's a Boa co-chair committee, and that it's chaired by Larry and the mayor, and that Barbara is there as the chair of the LWRP and PBA. And we, you know, a couple more people will come onto that and be developed in the next 3 or 4 months. But right now it's kind of drifting. You kind of go on to the community development and it's like there's no committee there. If you look at the Climate Smart, there is a committee there. Right? So it doesn't have any people associated with it. It's kind of just information.
Yeah. The committees change a lot though, don't they? Or
not
no?
The vote.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, people will come on to that as it develops, and especially now that we're going to have this project initiation meeting with the towns, and this is a big step, you know. We're providing $250,000 to do work in the watershed, which is their land, right? So it's a really big step up, and it's, for Philmont's pretty awesome, and right now there's... there are no other intermunicipal planning projects in the county. It's only Philmont. So, you know, it's pretty awesome that we took the initiative, raised the money, we're going out there, working in the watershed. And there'll be a lot of people clicking in, like, you know, Hudson River Estuary people, DEC people. So you need to see that committee. They need to see, you know, that Larry's the chair, and that the mayor's there, and Bob is there, and the DB&T's project. And then at some point on the BOA, which is a whole other thing, we need to be able to look at, you know, the next step, like Julie wrote Ferrazzoni. She should be on that committee as we move into the community centre playground. But for now, if we can get that committee up there, that would be really helpful. It's an orientation for, and who else is coming on? Well, for the LWRP, we just got, I reconnected with Emily Vaughan. She used to be with DEC, and now she's with the Hudson River Alliance, and they're like awesome. So she will come on. Hudson River Estuary, that's a DEC program, they'll probably have somebody. You know, we need all these people to be able to help with the, because the work of the watershed is pretty complex, to say the least. And so I think the orientation that everybody in Philmont should think is that Philmont took the initiative, the work needs to be done in the watershed. We improve we know what's the problem, and if we can overcome those problems, that will be a better situation for the lake. The lake is being impacted from the watershed. What the problems that we're seeing in the lake aren't being generated in the lake, they're being generated in the watershed, and then they're coming through down the creek. So, you know, the towns are really pleased. We went out, got the money, we're going to improve the watershed, it's their land. So they need to see you guys, like, oh, I can call Larry. I can call Matt. So,
those do you have somebody for parks, to represent parks? Because you mentioned Julie with parks, but she's not parks.
Yeah, parks are going to come in. Right now, I'm trying to balance... you know, we're going to do this project initiation meeting this week, and then those towns are then going to, you know, be able to say, well, they'd like to recommend so-and-so and so-and-so, and they need to have their people too. And then I want to look at, you know, we have good contacts with parks, obviously, so we're going to look at what they bring in terms of their suggestions, you know,
yeah,
right? And then to be able to balance that, because in the end, there's probably going to be about 25 people on this committee, not all meeting at the same time, obviously. So you're going to have DPW people, you're going to have DEC people, attorneys, right? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Sally.
David.
I'm not going that far. DPW report. We've been working on the winter truck. The trucks they're preparing for winter. Had to replace the auger on one of them and bearings on that. Sanders are installed right now on both trucks. Today I went up to Meridian to pick up the repaired plow ram. The leafer's been worked on every day for the past month and a half. Repaired the radiator again. Serviced the leafer. Had to put an oil pan on the truck that the leafer's on. It's out running. I hope everybody sees it out running.
I saw it.
Working on it. It's going really good. I've been doing the game monthly. Still, believe it or not, mowing. I think after this frost we've had the past couple of days, hopefully it stopped, but we were still mowing and string trimming. Fixed the removed some of the file cabinets here for the clerk and the deputy clerk. Serviced my red truck. Repaired a lawn for the water department on Summit Street due to a water break. We're still short-handed. I was gone for a few weeks. I'd like to thank Greenport Highway Department. They helped us with garbage and papers last week. Water and wastewater report, for example, DEC and Health Department all passed. Had several locates, repaired a water break on Summit Street with help from the Clover Highway Department and our DPW. Cleaned pump room, grease all pumps. Lights are being installed throughout the plant. Right now, just waiting for the construction to get done. Construction crew is at the plant working on a disinfection project. Been there for approximately 2 weeks. Electrician had rewired the blowers in the first phase, which wasn't in the project plans. Good thing we were there to show them. Baldwin took 10,000 gallons of sludge to Albany, repaired a few meters, repaired and ordered a new gearbox for the clarifier. Things are starting to wear out at 40 plus years old. Mowing and serviced the mower. Removed and replaced the valve at the water tower overnight last month on the 19th and the 20th. So we're gonna go. All right. Now we need to work with CPL and then to get the power, fire thing certified. So they're going to work on getting them here to see if that actually helped the flow. That thing. We flushed higher roof when we got done with the thing that day. So our water pools were up a little bit. And we have been getting a few applications.
Thank you. I said thank you to him.
I'm sorry, Sal.
Mayor's report. I was involved with that overnight deal up to the water tower. Went reasonably well.
I didn't hear too much swear.
I didn't hear anything, yeah.
No, there wasn't. It went as smoothly as it could. There was only one minor problem, but they rectified that in short order, so nobody was inconvenienced for too long. Sorry to anybody that didn't have water for that period of time, but it was back on by 5 o'clock, like I said it was going to be, and hopefully, the valve was plugged up, so it will fix the problem, and our fire pumps will run, and we'll be able to protect everybody. The project down at the sewer plant is going well. They poured concrete today. Other than that, I've been around and working on things with Sally, and that's it. Doug?
Okay, as Julie mentioned, I met with Carter and the person who's running the HIPAA program to make sure that was all good, and we proved that, taught the boating class, ran the workshop and reported what happened to Mayor Johnson. Sorry you couldn't make it that night. Looked at the tree near the water tower. Worked on the Halloween parade, drove one of the fire trucks in. That was fun, and thank you for the fire company for doing that. Today I helped Dave Bollweiss with a little issue he had with a sink in the library. And we should also probably thank Dave Bolvise. I kind of didn't realize until I worked with him today that he does a lot there at the library. A lot of small things that so that Dave doesn't have to do them, and that's good. So thank you, Mr. Bolvise. Then I attended an event with Skip Speed. He always used to like to say him and I wanted to go out, like to go all these events, and we met with Mark Molinaro and a bunch of other highfalutin politicians at an event last week. We talked to Daphne Jordan too, and we always try to keep the small towns, especially Philmont, in the forefront of their minds of all these politicians. So I did do that with Skip. So thanks, Skip, for going to that kind of thing with me. And that's it.
What's Skip have for breakfast?
It was actually a dinner thing, and I had to buy his beverages, but we all ate well.
Jason?
Just want to run over real quick some of the juice bar calculations. I'm just bringing these up for the village's knowledge, but I worked with Deborah, and we talked to the juice bar people about recommendations for how to price the energy that we're going to be providing through the car charger. So it's going to cost us $564 a year to maintain the car charger. That's the fees. The average cost for a kilowatt hour in New York is 59 cents. The guy at Juice Bar recommended we charge 25 cents. I'm not sure where he's getting that calculation. If we charge 59 cents, which is the local, and I'm not recommending what we charge, I'm just letting you guys know. If we were to charge 59 cents per kilowatt hour, we would need to make $1.55 a day, which doesn't sound crazy, to make that up, which would be about 2.5 hours of charging per day to break even. If we charge what the Juice Bar recommends, it would be double that. So we'd be looking at like a little over 5 hours a day of charging. So I think we should take a look at it at some point, down the road. I think it's a good service, but just hopefully the town has a use for it in the long run. And I'm happy to show anybody those calculations if they'd like to talk about it. Rob and Deborah and I worked on website stuff again for the hopefully upcoming laws regarding short-term rentals and the sidewalk shoveling video, which has now started production, which I'm working on. So, and obviously dealing with the library a lot last couple weeks. And some of their issues, and that's it.
I'm showing people how to shovel their sidewalk.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. It's supposed to be like good. Like, here's the literal rule. You can't say, no. This is what you got to do. I'm going to use leaves, I think.
Larry?
went to the standing BOA meeting, as Sally reported. Did talk to Deborah several times about making the changes on the website, which appears to have done. We just need to make this one here. Went to the workshop meeting, and I have the fireman's fire chief's report for the month of October and into November, submitted by Chief Mark Beaumont. Calls for the month of 10. Fire calls for the year, 97. EMS calls for the year, 50. Total calls, 147. They had 3 drills, 1 truck inspection, 1 work detail. Columbia County Fire Convention quarterly meeting at Philmont with 15 members. Held the annual Halloween parade and party at the firehouse October 31st with 13 members. Columbia Memorial Hospital will no longer be providing free physicals for firefighters. So we're going to have to work that out. The grants for the new air packs and fire sirens should be finalized after December 3rd. And I think that's it.
All right.
Can I just add one quick thing? Quick.
Very
quick. So between now and the next meeting, we're going to be holding the BOA presentations, and I just want to give you a heads up that that's scheduled. The first one for the community center playground is Saturday the 4th at 2 o'clock. And that's with just the abutters, all the property owners, and they're all getting a card, a personal invite, RSVP. And then the very next day, same presentation, Mark Rantry and I, in the library at 2 o'clock, and that's village-wide. but I wanted to just alert you guys because, so that you've got a heads up, and you know, please come if you can to one of those. Even one would be awesome to see you. Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I have Deborah's report. Kind of what the two guys already said. She's consulted Larry about the BOA and the committee updates. Facebook posts against New York State broadband survey. She had the streetlight on Columbia Avenue fixed. Voter election information posted on the website. She's been working with Jason about the juice bar thing and reviewed the short-term rental regulations. What's that? Larry, you already did the fire department?
Yep.
Correspondence. There's a list provided, and hard copies are in the office. Motions and resolutions.
Motion to enforce the water turnoff law with termination tentatively scheduled for January 3rd, 2022. Water turnoff has not been enforced due to New York state of emergency in place from the pandemic. Water turnoff will incur for all delinquent users still owing for 2020 and up to July 2021. Made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to authorize the mayor to sign an updated IT agreement. We had to add Monty on. We didn't realize that it rose the price of that. To authorize the mayor to sign an updated IT agreement to add the village employee and the billing department to the silver plan at the cost of $63 per user to the cost of $252 per month with our current IT services provider, JV Computers, made by.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to hire AJ Taysom as a part-time library clerk for the Philmont Library at the rate of $13 per hour effective November 8th as submitted by Director Farley.
Motion.
I thought we were going higher on the pay.
We are. It's the last
it's
motion.
The last motion.
Yeah, I know it's weird. It makes sense. Yeah.
It's just the way it came in.
All right.
Yeah. I'll make a motion for that.
I'll second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Carried.
Motion to authorize the mayor to sign the Oasis Charger Corporation DBA Juice Bar LLC agreement to provide software and services for the use of EV chargers made by.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Also, just on discussion. So that doesn't include what the kilowatt hour charge is going to be at this point?
We set it. No, it does not. We set it.
So we can approve this and work on that later.
Yeah, technically Dave is the liaison or something. Your name is on it, Dave, right now.
So are you going to look at this before I sign?
I already did.
Okay.
They made some changes.
Okay.
The only comment I had was is they govern, because they're out of Connecticut, they govern by Connecticut law, and they weren't willing to move it to New York. So if you get in a lawsuit over the agreement, you're going to have to hire a Connecticut lawyer. But there's not many moving parts to this agreement. So
shortly we got to set a fee. If we're going to have this in place,
we can set it this week. If,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Currently, we would need to, right?
Yeah, it would be. Otherwise, it's free right now.
Why don't we do it right now?
Okay.
I'm for that.
Like I said, the average is 59 cents, and the juice bar guy said 25. I don't know where he got that number.
Well, we've got to go with the 59 cents.
Yeah, that's not even the highest. That's the average. Yeah. So I think that makes sense to me.
Okay.
Subject to change.
Yeah, we can change
on a moment's notice, just like gasoline is.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
Do we need a motion for that, or is that
just keep it?
So we got two more. Well, so I questioned. I'm done with my discussion of the first motion.
Yeah.
So I will. It's already been first and seconded, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I'll make the motion for the second one.
59 cents.
Yes.
So moved. Or I'll second it. I've probably made the motion.
What are we doing?
Motion to set the kilowatt fee per hour.
The 59 cents.
At 59 cents.
59 cents.
For the juice box.
Yeah, so first and a second. Now I need all in favor.
Do we need to add that can be changed at any time or?
Sure.
Can we charge them a highway tax?
It's out of our jurisdiction.
So is it Brian was first and Doug a second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That one's carried.
So how do we contact the provider sets the... So
we have a dashboard on a computer. We can go in and do it.
Okay.
You can download it. It's called Amp Up. Is the...
Amp Up.
Is the app.
Clever.
Okay. All right. Motion to increase the pay rate of the library clerks from the rate of $13 per hour to $15 per hour effective December 1st, as submitted by Director Farley.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Unfinished business.
The bathroom up here, the tiles, do we have anybody do we have to bid that out to get that fixed or?
No, you just have to find somebody that's willing to do it, which is tough right now.
Yeah.
Wrong time of year for that.
I mean, it would take me an hour to do it. All you need is some phenol seal and put the old ones down and you're done.
I know.
All right, I'll get some phenol seal.
I can meet you. Because
it's embarrassing when we have a meeting here and we got people from the county and they go in there and use a bathroom and there's, you know, you're looking at plywood. But I'll fix it.
The only thing that I asked under unfinished business, I asked it before the meeting, was that it would be nice to know if Greener Pathways was making any headway up to the community center. They've been holding meetings there once a week.
Once a week at the community center.
But we hear nothing. I don't know if it's working. I don't know if he's getting any participation. I don't know what's going on.
He just had an election last week, too, so he's probably busy. Carl, the director. Carl Quinn, right?
What did he run
for? Something in Ghent.
So Larry is going to call him and just to see if we can get some kind of report on what's going on, if it's working or not. That's all I have under unfinished business. New business?
All right. We have enough going on, don't we?
Yep.
That's the truth.
I see you got rid of a lot of filing cabinets. How's that project going?
It looks nice, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's coming. We can get more people in here now.
The library took some. DTW took some.
We can get more people in here now.
Yeah.
Before we adjourn, I'd like to have a moment of silence for Clyde Colburn. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
That concludes our broadcast.